The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. A change of attitude is coming to this earth, but it will take the return of Jesus Christ to bring that about. That day will not come in peacefully. Men deceived, enticed, and persuaded by Satan will fight Jesus Christ at his return, because mankind and Satan doesn't want to or intend to give up the way of Get. That's the way that this world has gone ever since the Garden of Eden. In Zechariah 14, beginning in verse 1, Christ begins to tell us how it's going to be the day that he returned. Verse 1 of Zechariah 14, "Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, and your spoil will be divided in your midst. For I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem." Now, Jesus Christ is going to gather the nations, inspire them some way or another, lead them, entice them, persuade them to be there to battle against him, because that's what they want to do, and he's going to see to it that that day happens exactly like he says. "For I will gather all the nation to battle against Jerusalem. The city shall be taken, the houses rifled, and the women ravished. Half of the city shall go into captivity, but the remnant of the people shall not be cut off from the city." Now, Jesus Christ is describing a day of war here. "Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle." Verse 4 continues, "And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall be split in two, from east to west, making a very large valley. Half of the mountain shall be moved toward north, and half of it toward the south. Then you shall flee through my mountain valley, for the mountain valley shall reach to Ozel. Yes, you shall flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. Thus the Lord my God will come, and all the saints with him." Yes, all the saints will be there as well at that time, my friends. When Jesus Christ's feet stand on the Mount of Olives, the saints will be there with him. In verse 6, "It shall come to pass in that day that there will be no light. The light will diminish. It shall be one day which is known to the Lord, neither day nor night, but at evening time it shall happen that it will be light. And in that day it shall be that living waters shall flow from Jerusalem, half of them toward the eastern sea and half of them toward the western sea." In other words, it's speaking about the word of God flowing out and going over the entire earth. "In both summer and winter it shall occur. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth." Notice that, my friends. Yes, Jesus Christ is coming back to take over this earth, to take this earth away from Satan and away from mankind. And he's going to have to take it away from them. "In that day it shall be the Lord is one and his name one." Yes, in that day everyone is going to know whom the true God is. There isn't going to be 100, 1,000, or 1,000,000 false gods around anymore. Everyone is going to know the living Jesus Christ, the living God, and the living God the Father. Indeed, it will take the return of Jesus Christ to bring the way of gift to the earth. Mankind has gone too far, too long to turn back. Just as it were in the days of Noah, man had gone too far, too long to listen and heed the warning and repentance message which the eight preachers of righteousness had been preaching and still were by Noah himself right up to the day the flood came and took them all away. My friends, you could turn to your Maker before it is too late. This world and our nation will not, but you as an individual can. You are hearing a warning and repentance message. Will you heed? How do you think those in the ark felt when the flood first began, when that big ship, the ark, first began to rise and float? I'm sure they were very thankful they were on board, but they were very saddened there had to be a flood taking the lives of the millions and millions that would not listen and heed the word of God to turn from the way of Get, Satan's way, to God's way of Give. The end came for them by way of a flood over the whole earth. And the end of this modern world is coming, and it's going to take the return of Jesus Christ to save a few people alive. Yes, the end of this modern world is coming by the return of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will come back just in time to save man from annihilating all life from this planet. Man, inspired by Satan, will bring himself to the point that he would annihilate all life from this planet if Jesus Christ doesn't return at that right split second to intervene and fight that war that's going to end the war and Satan's age. How will you feel at that time? You must realize the day of the Lord will last for at least 1 year. Christ will be pouring out his wrath on stubborn, rebellious, sinful mankind for at least 1 year. Plus, this earth will be suffering the wrath of Satan and the wrath of man towards one another. The millions and millions outside the ark, after the heavens opened up with waterspouts and the earth opened up, with water gushing out plus thunder and lightning as had never been heard or seen, you can be sure they ceased sneering about the message Noah had been preaching and began to wish they had listened. And you need to think about that, my friend. You that sneer today when you hear the truth spoken and a warning and a repentance message, you need to think about the end, because the end is coming. And you need to think about what happened in the days of Noah and in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. They quit sneering as well in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah when fire began coming down from heaven. All of them didn't die instantly in the flood. They were running, screaming, trying to find high ground and shelter. Probably many began to beat on the outside of the ark. My friends, we should realize history will repeat itself. Now, this earth will never be destroyed again with a worldwide flood, but Christ did say, as it were in the days of Noah, so would it be in the days of the Son of Man. Yes, they were running and screaming. They were trying to find shelter and high ground. They were trying to survive, and it's going to be that way in the days of Jesus Christ. The point is, this world will be trying to survive the time Christ is pouring out his wrath on stubborn, rebellious mankind. He'll be doing that one plague at a time, giving man an opportunity and warning to repent. We will also, at the same time, be suffering the wrath of man and of Satan. We are today, but it will be much worse at the very end of this age. God said the anger of Satan and man will be at a boiling point. Now, we aren't at the boiling point now, but my friend, we are getting very close. I want you to notice in the book of Revelation, chapter 11, beginning in verse 15. Revelation 11, verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." He's going to have to take the kingdoms of this earth away from mankind and away from Satan, and he's big enough to do that, he's powerful enough to do that, and he will do that at the right time. Yes, Jesus Christ will return and rule on the earth. And verse 16 continues, "And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, 'We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reigned.'" Yes, Jesus Christ is going to take his great power and he's going to reign on this earth. And he's going to subdue mankind. He's going to take Satan and bind him for 1,000 years as well, and his demons. Verse 18, "The nations were angry." Notice that, my friends. The nations were angry, and their anger is going to be at the boiling point at that time, and so is Satan's anger. The nations are angry today, my friends, as well, but it's going to get much worse. "The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth." Did you catch that, my friends? Verse 18 again. "The nations were angry, and your wrath has come." Yes, the anger, the wrath of God the Father and Jesus Christ will come, and they will pour out their wrath on this earth to subdue mankind and to take this earth away from Satan. That's the only language that Satan and mankind will listen to. My friends, there's anger in this earth today. There's much anger in this earth today. Many nations seem to be angry. Think of what's happening in the Middle East. Think of what's happening in our own nation. There's no guarantee that we won't have a race war in our own nation. It doesn't look good for this earth. It doesn't look good for America. And I think we all realize that. And we should be wanting to change our way from the way of get to the way of give, because that's the way that will usher in peace and joy and so on. Many are coming to the point of just trying to survive physically and financially as well. That was also going on in the days of Noah. Well, things aren't going to get any better until man changes his way from the way of get to the way of give and being concerned for others as self. And according to God, that won't happen till Christ returns. Christ tells us how it will be in this earth when Christ begins pouring out his wrath on the earth during the day of the Lord. The Bible lets us know the day of the Lord will last for at least 1 year. In Revelation chapter 11, beginning in verse 15, "Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign for ever and ever. And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God." Did you notice what verse 15 said? It said, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." And he's going to reign forever and ever on this earth. Yes, he's going to establish the kingdom and the government of God on this earth. He's going to establish his law as the yardstick to live by, which it was and is still today, but it is ignored. Verse 17, "saying, We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is, who was, and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reigned." And that is going to happen. That is a guarantee. It's as sure as the setting of the sun today. Jesus Christ is going to return to this earth. He's going to usher in the kingdom of God. He's going to begin with those that have qualified to be there as kings and priests with him to teach this earth the way of give. And that's the only way that will bring peace and joy and health and happiness and contentment to this earth. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. Keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program, because, my friends, we are teaching you the truth. We are teaching a warning and a repentance message. Yes, we know that you have to obey God. We know that you have to obey Jesus Christ. And we believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in him being our Savior. And we know that our sins couldn't be forgiven without Jesus Christ. But we also know and believe that we are required to obey his law and live by his word. So until our next program, we invite you to request our free articles that we have for you. Article number 1, is Christians free from the law? Are they commanded to keep the word, to live by the word of God, and to keep the law of God? And the knowledge that counts. Yes, there is knowledge that counts, and you need to know that. And you need to know if you are required to live by the word of God or not. And these articles will help you to understand that. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. Or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Or order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.